very, very good morning. Nice to have you company for Friday the 6th of September. A different start to the programme today because I'm joined by Pat Chambers and also Professor Richard Scoffham, the chairman of the County Durham and Foundation Trust. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Very, very well. And it is a very special day today. And in fact, we're looking not just at today, but over the weekend as well, because there's going to be a lot happening, Pat, isn't there?
It's full on. We've got a lovely presentation this morning, Dennis, for in memory of a wonderful patient, Graham Watson. And then over the weekend, we've got the Great North Run. So preparation all day tomorrow, and then welcoming all of our runners and a huge amount, collectively 600 people wearing a badge NHS during this year's Great North Run.
Now, it's all about raising money, and Graham has certainly done that, hasn't he?
He's been absolutely phenomenal. Sadly, we had to say goodbye to Graham. He was treated here in the Mara unit at Bishop Auckland and lost his battle with cancer. But during the last 4 weeks of his life, he became a man on a mission, and he was absolutely inspirational in raising nearly £26,000 to purchase some comfy padded reclining seats to go into our Mara unit, because he said that unfortunately during his time he never managed to get his rear end sitting down on one of the padded seats that we had. So he was determined to buy some more so as that patients coming after him would all be able to enjoy the comfort when they're undergoing the chemotherapy treatment.
Now, what's also staggering is that he started this, and not only that, but raised £17,000 within 24 hours.
He did. I mean, he was a phenomenal person. He was a regional manager for the Electrical Contractors Association. He was really well recognised regionally and nationally in his profession. And of course, all the electrical contractors that he dealt with, again, regionally and nationally, when he posted on his LinkedIn page that he wanted to fundraise to help support his local NHS and support the Mara unit in particular, people were just so generous in their support of Graham. And it's a testament to the man himself that within 24 hours he was already up at 17,000.
Now, the presentation is this morning in about an hour from now, and we're also coming is Graham's wife Julie, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful for her as well to know that this legacy has continued and he's reached his goal.
Absolutely. I mean, we've obviously, Julie knew that we'd ordered the chairs to come in, but like everything, we have to wait for them to be made and then delivered. So they were delivered earlier this week, and we've invited Julie to come in, see the chairs. There is a clinic on this morning, so hopefully she gets to see them actually being used and can rest assured that everything that Graham did and the family, the friends, the businesses who supported Graham is really being put to good use.
As I say, I'm also joined by our chairman, that's Professor Richard Scoffham. Richard, this is just terrific news for the Trust.
It really is, isn't it? With a legacy that Graham's going to leave, and being able to see this happen today is something that I think is going to live in our minds for an awful long time. It's going to be a genuine and tangible part of the Mara unit's work over for years and years.
Now, also this weekend, of course, it's Great North Run weekend, and for the County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust charity, Pat's very heavily involved with that, aren't you?
It's been huge. It really has. We've got the most runners we've ever had this year, but as I say, the biggest thing that is really exciting for us this year is rather than our NHS trusts being in small tents all over the charity village, we've all banded together under NHS Charities Together and have a large marquee. It's in aisle E, and we're in marquee 59, and all of our runners and their families will get a warm welcome if they come and visit us at the charity village, which is just past the finishing post of the Great North Run.
And you'll be able to hear the whole thing live right here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. That's this coming Sunday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. We'll be joining our colleagues at Radio Tyneside, who will be bringing us the race live, and they'll be at the start finish lines, and also during the race they'll be at various points throughout the race from Newcastle to South Shields this weekend. But these chairs, how many chairs has it managed to buy this money?
We've got 12 chairs that have gone in at the moment. And I don't think we'll need any more. They're going into three rooms within the MARA unit. I'm popping along myself this morning to see Sister Catherine Simpson, who has been instrumental in helping organise everything within the ward, getting the chairs in place. And also the other thing that the money has been used for is putting up some fabulous pictures, because one of the things that Graham said was he used to get bored looking at a blank wall, and having something inspirational to look at would be transformational. So we've got some brilliant artwork in there now, and we know it makes a difference.
It certainly does, and the chairs are going to make a very big difference as well. And it's nice that Julie's coming along this morning, and Graham, would, you know, as I say, would have been so, so proud that this goal has been reached.
He'll be delighted, and I mean, it's been a lot for Julie herself to cope with, because what she saw was her husband's deterioration with his cancer, and yet she said what really motivated him right to the very end was his passion for making this vision a reality. Julie herself has been a carer, and of course ended up being a carer for her husband, and she's just been overjoyed at the support that's been given generously through local people, businesses, friends, family. And to come in today, she hasn't seen the chairs today. It'll be the first time she will see them all in situ. So we're delighted to be able to show her those.
And one thing that Graham did say while he was in hospital was the wonderful care that Christine and all the staff gave to him while he was in hospital. And that empowered him to do this, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I say Catherine Simpson and the other sisters and nurses, they take a lot of time. I don't know if people appreciate, but that when someone goes for chemotherapy, they can be sat in a chair for 4 to 6 hours, sometimes longer. And the chairs that we had previously were what I describe as being a sit-up-and-beg granny chair, which is, I suppose, more comfortable than being sat in a plastic chair, but not as comfortable as sitting in a padded reclining chair. So is that if you just feel tired and exhausted and you need to recline the chair and have a little cat nap while you're receiving your chemotherapy, then you can do that. And again, it's transformational, Dennis, to have that kind of comfort when you're undergoing your treatment.
Now, Richard, you must be very proud of Catherine and all the staff, and when you get people like Graham and Julie, and Graham in particular, talking about the wonderful care that they've received, that must give you a real power and sort of like satisfaction, you know, as being chairman of the County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust.
Absolutely. The legacy that Graham leaves us is testimony to that excellent, excellent care that everyone's giving. We're so proud of the work that they do. Obviously, I am proud of all 8,000 of us, but focusing in today, that legacy lives on and shows the care that he received. We can't begin to say how grateful we are to him, to Julie, and to all of the staff there who tirelessly give their time as they sit with people, as they administer, as they change bags, everything that goes alongside being a MARA unit member of staff and the care that goes with it. I take my hat off to them and to all other folk who are involved in the unit as well.
And talk about being proud. I know that Pat is very, very proud and would like to say a very big thank you to everybody that this weekend is going to be running in the Great North Run, and particularly to Graham and to Julie this morning.
I do want to say thank you, and I want to say thank you for the Great North Run as well, because We are the only NHS trust that actually has celebrities running for us this year. So we've got Sara Davis out there running for us, and also Eamon Chowdhury. Eamon Chowdhury was a reality TV star from the first series of BBC's Race Across the World, which is currently on the TV with a new series at the moment. And of course, I think everybody knows Sara best for Dragon's Den, although she's also the inspirational founder and entrepreneur for Crafters Companion across in Newton Aycliffe.
And of course, Sara and Eamon, they joined us here at Bishop Auckland Hospital, didn't they, very recently?
They absolutely did. I invited them across to see where some of their fundraising could be used to help and support the trust. And, you know, within the charity, that probably doesn't go a day that I don't receive an email from a ward or department asking for help to purchase some medical equipment or something that will help enhance the experience of patients here on wards and departments. And one of the requests actually came from the team down in the simulation unit here in Bishop Auckland, and they wanted a new synthetic birthing mama, one that they could actually use part of the educational development for our midwives and nursing staff. And our old sim mama gave up and would no longer participate in giving birth, and they could no longer get parts to fit her. So they need a new one, and to get this new fabulous robotic synthetic that does everything, it's absolutely inspirational to be able to see what it can do. But it costs £72,000.
And our very own Julie Nesbitt caught up with both Sara and Eamon. You'll be able to hear that interview at 9:15 this morning. Thank you very much indeed. I want to say thank you once again, Pat, for joining us this morning.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us on, Dennis.
And also Professor Richard Scoffham, our chairman of the County Durham and Foundation Trust. Thank you for joining us this morning, Richard.
Thanks, Dennis, as ever.